It's news time. It's 5 o'clock.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. I am the truth redistributionist, and we're going to redistribute some truth today because you deserve it. You're entitled to it. All right. I want to play for you a little clip of Hillary yesterday.
I know it's tempting to dismiss a tragedy like this as an isolated incident, to believe that in America, bigotry is largely behind us, that institutionalized racism no longer exists. But despite our best efforts and our highest hopes, America's long struggle with race is far from finished. We can't hide from hard truths about race and justice. We have to name them and own them and change them. That's why I appreciate the actions begun yesterday by the governor and other leaders of South Carolina to remove the Confederate battle flag from the State House. Recognizing it as a symbol of our nation's racist past that has no place in our present or our future. It shouldn't fly there. It shouldn't fly anywhere. The truth is, equality, opportunity, civil rights in America are still far from where they need to be.
She's such a great speaker, really, you know? She's so inspiring.
She apparently also has evolved on this whole issue because I read where when she was First Lady of Arkansas that she was kind of a cheerleader and celebrating Confederate Flag Day.
Well, they actually had
state.
Yeah, they actually had Confederate Flag Day in Arkansas, but what I would like to point out is that, eBay said they were banning Confederate flag merchandise yesterday, but apparently they didn't get around to banning the Hillary pins, okay? As of yesterday, for sale on eBay, Hillary Clinton 2008 Arkansas Confederate flag pin, as well as the 2008 Alabama Confederate flag pin. That was for sale yesterday on eBay. This whole thing with the Confederate flag thing, okay? I'm not a big defender of the Confederate flag. But this is so reactionary. This is what we do all the time in our country. You had a psychopathic killer that was clearly evil and I'm sure racist. And because of that, we're now having this controversy with the Confederate flag. Enough already with the Confederate flag. And one could say that, freedom of expression. Now, should the Confederate flag fly over the State House? I don't think so. Do you have the right to fly it in your yard, put it up in your window of your house, put a bumper sticker on, run around with the Confederate flag? You know, if that's what you want. Go for it. You should also be able to put up the Nazi flag, the swastika. The Supreme Court has ruled that, you know, burning the American flag is freedom of expression. The flag is a symbol, okay? And for a lot of people, it is a symbol of oppression and slavery, okay? And in large part, look, let's be honest, the Civil War was about a lot of things, but mostly, it was about slavery. So we've got this Confederate flag controversy. And if we're going to ban the Confederate flag, why don't we ban the Democrat Party for its links to racism, okay? And a lot of people don't know that the KKK was created by Democrats. Right, that's right. Yes, yes. So that when liberals call for the ban of the Confederate flag in South Carolina and in other places now for its links to racism, they're forgetting the Democrat Party has deep ties to racism. CNN legal analyst Sonny Hochstein claimed that the Confederate flag represents terror and intimidation of African Americans in that state. Lost in the debate, however, is the fact that the KKK was created as basically the armed force serving the interests of the Democrat Party. That's why the KKK was founded. It was founded in 1866 as a Tennessee social club. The Ku Klux Klan spread into nearly every southern state, launching a reign of terror against Republican leaders, black and white. They engaged in extreme, brutal acts of murder. What they wanted to do was destroy the Republican Party's infrastructure, undermine the Reconstruction, reestablish control of the black labor force, and restore racial subordination in every aspect of Southern life. Remember that the Democrat Party was the party of Southerners, was the party of the Confederacy. Lincoln freed the slaves. Lincoln was a Republican. And this isn't just ancient history. The late Democrat Senator Robert Byrd was a member of the Klan. Okay? He was a member of the Klan. Barack Obama went to his funeral. So, And if we look at the Obama administration, this is Travis Smiley, the black radio host. He said, the data is going to indicate, sadly, that when the Obama administration is over, black people will have lost ground in every single leading economic indicator. On that regard, the president ought to be held responsible. That is a fact. Here's another quick history lesson. The 13th Amendment. 13th Amendment that abolished slavery. 100% Republican support, 23% Democrat support. 15th Amendment, the right to vote for all men, 100% Republican support, 0% Democrat support. The 14th Amendment gave citizenship to freed slaves, 94% Republican support, 0 Democrat support. And here's one more in recent history. Obamacare. 0% Republican support, 86% Democrat support. Just a little quick history lesson for us all. So I think it's disingenuous. And frankly, it's just ridiculous that we're talking about this. The Confederate flag. You know, all of a sudden now everybody's up in arms about the Confederate flag. But the Confederate flag had nothing to do with this psycho killing 9 people. 9 Americans. We've got Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News out of Washington, D.C. Ellen, how are you this morning?
I am doing okay. So let me ask you a question. What do you think about the big box stores and Etsy and all eBay or whatever getting rid of the stars and bars?
Oh, I think that the free market should determine that. If they want to do that, that's fine with them. But what I find interesting is, I don't know if you know this, yesterday on eBay they were still selling those Hillary Clinton pins, the Confederate pins from 2008. Did you know
what
that?
What Confederate pins?
Oh, what Confederate pins?
I don't know about this.
Oh, well, I'm going to send this to you. But yesterday, just yesterday on eBay, they were still selling the Hillary Clinton campaign buttons from 2008 in the state of Arkansas and the state of Alabama that have Confederate flags on the pins.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that was approved of by her?
Apparently, and you know,
I find that hard to believe.
Well,
I think somebody was making money, but that's fine if they're making money. Well, making money with that.
Well, listen, this is part and parcel with what was going on. I guess in 2008, you know, she's evolved from that, but she also, along with Bill, you know, they celebrated when she was the first lady of Arkansas, Confederate Flag Day.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Ellen. That's right. So, you know, Hillary Clinton, you know, she's got the, in fact, that's why she hasn't really spoken about it. And in the 92, Clinton Gore campaign, they had Confederate flag pins as well. Did you know that, Ellen?
I did not know that. See, I'm out of touch. All I know is if it doesn't happen between the Capitol and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I'm out of touch. You know, this is very funny. I'm going to South Sudan on Saturday. I got asked for some action films. So Blanquita's pulling out her action films this morning. I'd never heard of any of the stars. That's how out of touch I am. And apparently they're famous.
Well. Did you know that Walmart, you know, Walmart yesterday agreed to pull the Confederate flag, okay, to avoid offending shoppers, but they're still selling the Che Guevara anti-U.S. propaganda, Che Guevara's diary, Che Guevara shirts.
You know, they were selling a lot of Che Guevara stuff in Argentina when I was there, actually.
Well,
I bought it from my brother. Well, he's
from Argentina. Well, he's a psychopathic killer, Che Guevara, and to celebrate Che Guevara, it's like
you should have my brother on. He'll argue with you.
Well, yeah. I mean, why don't you buy him a Hitler T-shirt?
No, definitely not.
Well, it's the same thing. It's no different.
He will give you a totally different viewpoint,
well,
my friend.
It's no different. It is no different. It's absolutely no different. In fact, he hated black people. He said that they were indolent. He was one of the most racist individuals in history. He was a psychopathic killer, enjoyed killing people. So I don't understand this fascination by the left with Che Guevara. I mean, it's just, you might as well, why don't you buy him a Charles Manson T-shirt, too?
Oh, please.
It's the same thing. Here is a quote from Che Guevara. The Negro is indolent and spends his money on frivolities and drink. The European is forward-looking, organized, and intelligent. The Negro has maintained his racial purity by his well-known habit of avoiding baths. That's Che Guevara.
When did he say that?
From his diaries. Why don't you go check out his diaries? You can
look
this up.
I will.
Che Guevara. This, I mean, he is, He's known for his hatred and for his offensive speech. That's what Che Guevara was all about. Che Guevara was nothing but a bloodthirsty, mercenary, sociopathic killer. So I think you should get a Adolf Hitler t-shirt. It's no different than wearing a Hitler t-shirt. It's no different. Or a Charles Manson t-shirt. It's no different. But we've the left has romanticized Che Guevara. It's upsetting to me that the people, when they wear Che Guevara, they have no idea who he even was. Okay? But that's for another show.
All right. We should do a whole show on that.
All right. I love you. You know.
And then we could get my quotes from my brother, and then you could argue with him.
Please. All right. Okay, Alan.
One other thing, fast track, where are you on that?
I got to run, unfortunately.
All right, you got to run, so you're fast tracking it.
Yes, I am fast tracking it. All right, I'll talk to you later, Alan. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
We're going to party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up because that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the balls. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh, yeah. I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile. 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good by myself. If I'm feeling alright. I'm not feeling that good by myself.
Welcome back to the show. I'm going to take a caller, Todd, from calling from, I think, Miami, correct?
Good morning, Edward. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for calling. I appreciate you holding.
Love your show. I'm
thank
on
you.
My commute every morning listening. I've got a comment, and I'm sick of these sidebars with the Confederate flag, all these sidebar issues that are being exploited right now for the sake of the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton. I grew up in South Carolina, and I got to tell you, that is one of the states where I don't think racism is a real problem. People generally get along. Maybe it's because it's not an urban environment, but I don't think we all need to be worried about cops shooting minorities or going to church and being shot if you're a minority. I think that if Black Lives Matter, we need to have black people championing honest discussions and have leaders, unlike Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, that really take people to task on what's going on and why we have the problems we have in society. We have a situation, I think, where we provide excuses for everybody and what they do, but we don't have an honest dialogue about real statistics. Even if you drop down here from outer space, you would think that cops are running around killing black people by the hundreds, and that if you're black, you have to worry about getting shot by white people. And reality is that if you're black and you're a youth, you've got a way larger chance of getting shot by another black youth than you do by a white cop or a white person that's deranged. And I just don't think we hear the statistics honestly. And I think if you were dropped down from outer space and you watch the news, you're getting a whole different viewed opinion of what's going on. And I'd like your comment on that.
No, I agree with you 100%. I don't think there is any problem with institutional racism, because the left would have us believe that there is institutional racism, and that would mean that, you know, that there's some kind of system in place, like apartheid, where the government promotes racism, and I don't think that's the case. And I think that what the shooting in Charleston has shown is in fact the opposite, that there is racism, because if you look at the community, look how they've all come together.
They told Sharpton to stay out.
There's no rioting in the streets. There's nothing but I see nothing but black people and white people and all kinds of people just coming together because of a tragedy, an American tragedy. This isn't even like I don't look at it as nine black people were killed. I look at it as nine innocent Americans, and you know, they seem to me to be great people. I mean, even the families forgave this psychopathic killer. I mean, I think that, in fact, you know, what his intention was, as warped and sick as it was he wanted to start some kind of a race war, you know, like, a la Helter Skelter, but he's had the opposite effect. And I had this conversation with somebody the other day. You know, I don't see racism. Sure, are people racist? Sure, absolutely. But I don't see that going on in our everyday lives. I go to Publix and there's, you know, I just don't see it. I don't see it when I'm out in public, and I'm sure you don't either, Todd. You know?
No, I don't. And I think, to your point, the city of Charleston handled the situation with class as Americans. I mean, we were all hurt by that. We're all in this together.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, thank you for your comment. Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you for listening and thank you for calling. I think that, you know, the left would have us believe that, that we haven't moved forward as a country. I mean, look at the United States. Now, I mean, Barack Obama was elected president twice. You've had a black secretary of state. You've got a black attorney general. This is now you had Eric Holder, and now you have Loretta Lynch, a black woman. I mean, to say that we are racial and that there's some type of institutional racism is just ridiculous. Which leads me to last night. Kirsten Powers, who we actually had her on the show a couple weeks ago. She's got a new book out about the left and how they silence any kind of diversity of thought. But that being said, she was on O'Reilly, and her and O'Reilly got into it. I want you to listen to some of this exchange. It's a little bit long, but I want you to listen to it, because this is exactly how the left thinks, okay?
In New York City, Monica Crowley. And from Washington, Kirsten Powers, both of Fox News analysts. So where am I going wrong, Kirsten?
Well, we've had this conversation before. I do think that racism is a serious issue in this country, and I don't know why you are so unable to see that.
Well, because I don't think it's an epidemic of racism. I don't think it's ingrained in the society, and every country on earth has racist elements in it. Wouldn't you concede that? Every country on the planet has racist elements within it.
But what does that have to do with anything? But it doesn't mean, well, you're making two different arguments. I mean, is it we're racist and so is everybody else?
No, we're not racist.
Everybody else is racist, but we're not racist.
We don't have a system where racism is acceptable at all. We don't.
Well, no, it's not acceptable, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
All right, so you want a perfect country where everybody is open-minded and benevolent.
You always have this, like, this way, it has to be one thing or the other. It can't be possible that there's something in the middle.
What's being sold is that we are, as a society, are racist, white supremacy,
white privilege.
That's what's being sold. If you don't get
that's
it,
not,
then you must be
not,
living in a hut
no,
somewhere with no
I'm,
electricity.
I'm living in the real world where you can actually defend America and people don't attack you. I don't even know what you're talking about. You're saying that you can't defend America without people attacking you?
I'm saying that the world is being told by anti-American haters that we are a rank racist society, and that is a lie. All right, you, Monica.
Yes. Are there...
you get tired of this. But that is what's being sold. That is what the left is selling. Because they get traction from that. They raise money from that. It becomes a political issue. That's what's happening. A little more of her.
I want you to knock it off, all right?
I am not snorting. I just don't know what you guys are talking about. And I don't, this idea that you
well,
can say that
well, if you don't know what
we,
we're talking about, then you're
people,
not watching
people,
what's happening in the country.
Right, because unless I think just like you, then I must not be paying
you're
attention.
You're in a state of
but
denial
the,
about no, what's happening. That's what
just,
you're in.
The thing that actually made me gasp, not snort, was this. When Monica said that...
No,
that,
you're
that
doing a derisive
people,
snort, and I want
I
you to
not,
knock it off.
I am not, Bill. Why don't you knock it off? I'm trying to finish a sentence. I did not. Monica and I are fine. Trust me. We have a very good relationship, and I respect her a lot. You know, the issue that I made a noise about that upset you so much is this idea that there's something crazy about talking about the fact that slavery was part of this country's history, that there are people out there that believe this, that we believe this. This is what happened.
So what? I mean, we have tried and tried and tried as a society to overcome that. And I acknowledge...
Why are we still talking about slavery? And as I said yesterday, if you listen to the show yesterday, we don't blame the children of illegal immigrants, the children that were brought over here. We don't blame them for their parents' actions. Why should we as a society be blamed for slavery that happened 300 years ago? Because the United States was the last ones to essentially get rid of it. And by the way, I'm talking about advanced cultures, advanced societies. It's still going on. Slavery's still going on in Africa right now. And in the Middle East. Right now, slavery's going on. I'd like to see the left go off about that. But again,
it does not fit the narrative.
Doesn't fit the narrative. And, you know, you hear... We played the clip of Hillary Clinton at the top of the show. This is her way, Hillary Clinton, to capture the Obama coalition. Because if she can grab voters by saying that she's the champion of black people, that they're going to somehow go out and vote for her. She actually believes that. She believes that they're going to go out and vote for her in droves. Yesterday, there was an article in Salon, as a matter of fact. Now we're talking about Salon, which is as left-wing as it gets, as far left as it gets. And in the article, they said basically that Hillary's going to lose because there's now a progressive wave, and she doesn't see it, the progressive wave that's going to nominate Bernie Sanders. I hope to God there is a progressive wave that's going to nominate Bernie Sanders. Because Bernie Sanders will get as many votes as George McGovern got, okay? I hope to God Bernie Sanders gets nominated. Because what's happening is, the Democrat Party has moved far to the left, okay? And Bernie Sanders is getting traction. He just went out to L.A. And wherever he goes, people are enthusiastic. And they're enthusiastic because he actually speaks with some type of passion, unlike Hillary, who is just so droll when she speaks. She's a horrible speaker. All right, we'll be right back.
This is not lecturing.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Robin Walensky. The hunt is on this hour for the two killers in upstate New York.
We have no indication to believe those subjects have left this area.
19 days after the men break out of prison, the two still on the run, their last known location, a hunting cabin about 20 miles from the facility where they leave behind food, fingerprints, bloody socks, boots, and prison-issued boxer shorts. Turning now to politics, a 13th Republican expected to say he is running for office. Here's the Blaze Radio's Brad James now with the very latest on the Louisiana governor's plan.
Governor Jindal is expected to declare his candidacy for president. He'll let his plans be known Wednesday from Louisiana. If he joins the race, he'll be the 13th candidate for the GOP. Jindal is term limited from seeking another 4 years as Louisiana's governor. Brad James, The Blaze News.
In North Carolina, a teenage boy under arrest and accused of plotting to kill as many as 1,000 people as part of an ISIS plot. Well, he has a date with a judge today. The Blaze Radio's Chris Barnes now with the very latest.
The arrest of the North Carolina 19-year-old for planning to help ISIS stage attacks in the U.S., making nearly 30 Americans who've been charged with supporting that terror army since this year began. After his father first calls police on his son last April, he is arrested last Friday. An assistant U.S. attorney says Justin Sullivan was planning assassinations and violent attacks in the U.S. and now faces charges of attempting to provide material support to ISIS and federal firearms violations. The Charlotte Observer reporting that in his father's 911 call, Richard Sullivan says of his son's activities as he burns religious materials on the family's property, "I don't know if it's ISIS or what, but he's destroying Buddhas and figurines and stuff. I mean, we're scared to leave the house." The younger Sullivan due in court on Wednesday. In Washington, Chris Barnes, The Blaze News.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio. The search continues in Pinal County for a missing couple from Maricopa headed to an appointment in Chandler but who never made it.
A family member found the couple's vehicle, a 2008 Honda. They found it abandoned near the house within a mile of the house.
Mark Clark with the sheriff's office's ground and air searches. Even a bloodhound turned up no sign of Michael and Tina Correccia, both in their 40s. Their son joining with local residents to aid in the search. DPS officers stop a wrong-way driver on I-17 before anyone is hurt. It happened in Black Canyon City. A 49-year-old driver headed in the wrong direction for about 4 miles.
During this guy's wrong-way driving, he was involved in 2 non-injury collisions.
Quentin Mayer with DPS's Damian Ballesteros was finally stopped, booked into jail on DUI charges, driving on a suspended license and violating the open container law. Geico weather, another scorcher, 114 in the deserts, near 90 in Flagstaff with a slight chance for moisture there and in Pima County. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, a service of a foundation for a better life. We've got some slowing eastbound I-10, 59th Avenue through 27th Avenue. Same thing could be said southbound I-17 from Northern through Camelback. And if you're traveling over the hill, southbound State Route 51, you'll find slowing Northern through Coulter. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, we'll have a sunny, hot Wednesday with a high of 111. Wednesday night, it'll depart a cloudy low 85. Thursday continues to be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 109. Friday looks mostly sunny with a high of 108. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 94 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks coming up. More from the Edward Woodson Show. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
When Bush was president, dissent was considered patriotic. Now, to criticize the president or the left is to be branded a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, and more. Dissent is no longer welcome in the town square. The left celebrates the business that won't bake a cake for a Confederate, but demands bakers who won't bake for gay weddings be fined by the state and driven from businesses. The pizza place will get death threats if they don't have stars and bars. Okay? But if they have a... if they don't have the gay flag, then woe is them. This is the most amazing thing about the hypocrisy of the left. We're now supposed to rewrite history completely, right? Because that is what the left wants. But I want to go back to a point that that Ellen Ratner had made. Okay? And this was... did you notice how when Ellen Ratner called, she said, if it doesn't happen in Washington, I don't know anything about it.
Between the Capitol and 1600 Pennsylvania.
And so, and this is what I always say. I talk about this all the time about how we have, you know, we've got a one-party system and we've got the inside the Beltway Washington elites. And it's true. Like when I go to, I grew up in D.C. And when I go to back to D.C., it's amazing when I listen to people. And I listen on both sides. And they are just, they're talking amongst each other. They talk to themselves because they, you know, they want to go to the cocktail party, the Christmas party. They want to get invited to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And if you say anything bad, then you might not get invited to the dinner party. That's what, I never get invited anywhere, by the way, because everybody's like, oh no, he might say something. But yesterday, Walmart announced that they were yanking all items bearing the Confederate flag from their shelves, which is fine because they can do whatever they want. Their business.
I got a kick out of the CEO saying he was surprised and didn't know they were selling stuff with the Confederate flag
yeah,
on it.
Right, sure.
Based in Arkansas.
Yeah, based in Arkansas. Here's what the Walmart spokesman Brian Nick said. We never want to offend anyone with the products that we offer. We have taken steps to remove all items promoting the Confederate flag from our assortment, whether in our stores or on our websites. Walmart's decision was provoked by the recent Charleston hate crime. Now, over at Gateway Pundit, the website, its ever-vigilant founder, Kristen Taylor, points out that Walmart sells 17 different posters and prints glorifying Che Guevara, the darling of the left. Now, remember, Walmart said that they didn't want to promote hate or offensive merchandise. Hate is the central element of our struggle, raved Che Guevara in a famous declaration in 1966 to a gathering in Havana of virtually every terrorist group on earth. Hatred that is intransigent. Hatred so violent that it propels a human being beyond its natural limitations, making him violent and cold-blooded, killing machine. We reject any peaceful approach. Violence is inevitable. To establish socialism, rivers of blood must flow. My nostrils dilate while savoring the acid odor of gunpowder and blood, continued Che Guevara in his diaries. Crazy with fury, I will stain my rifle red while slaughtering any surrendering enemy that falls in my hands. With the death of my enemies, I prepare by being for the sacred fight and join the triumphant proletariat in a bestial howl. And by the way, Walmart sells Che Guevara's diaries. Is it any different than selling Mein Kampf? Which, by the way, again, I have no problem with them selling items. But if you're going to pull something because of hatred, there's no more individual that espoused hatred than Che Guevara. But again, people wear T-shirts. You heard Alan Ratner say, oh, I bought a T-shirt from my brother in Argentina. More from Che Guevara. And I said this. The Negro is indolent and spend his money on frivolities and drink. The European is forward-looking, organized, and intelligent. The Negro has maintained his racial purity by his well-known habit of avoiding baths. This is Che Guevara. Here's another thing that he said. Now remember, Walmart sells 17 different Che Guevara products. This is what Che Guevara said. The U.S. is the great enemy of mankind. The U.S. is a carnivorous animal feeding on the helpless. Against those hyenas, there is no option but extermination. We will bring the war to the imperialist enemies, America, to his places of work and recreation. The imperialist enemy, America, must feel like a hunted animal wherever he moves. Thus, we'll destroy him. We must keep our hatred against the U.S. alive. The U.S. is the perpetrator of exploitation and oppression against all the peoples of the world. Huh. If the nuclear missiles had remained in Cuba, we would have fired them against the heart of the U.S., including New York City. This is Che Guevara. Che Guevara, the darling of the left. According to the Cuban archive, the regime, which was co-founded by Che Guevara, with firing squads, forced labor camps, torture, and drownings at sea, has caused an estimated 102,000 deaths, mostly Cuban. Okay. During the summer of 1960, Castro and Che's gunmen stormed into almost 6,000 U.S.-owned businesses and stole them. This is Che Guevara, okay? This is Che Guevara. But the left proudly wears the Che Guevara t-shirts, the images of Che Guevara. So I'm calling for Walmart to remove the Che Guevara merchandise. Because if you're going to remove the Confederate flag, then by all means, it's no different. No different than selling Hitler t-shirts. Like, imagine if you walked around with the image of Adolf Hitler on a t-shirt. Think about that. And I know for a while there, people were wearing the Charles Manson t-shirt. That was considered cool. But every time I see the Che Guevara t-shirt on someone, I just want to rip it off of them. Really, because it's enraging because, number one, they don't know the history of Che Guevara, how he was a psychopathic killer. Che Guevara is no different from Dylan Ralph. No different. Oh, actually, he is. He killed more people. Innocent people. He killed scores of innocent people. But the left celebrates Che Guevara. And the left also talks about the Confederate flag. Now, again, I'm not a champion of the Confederate flag, but how about you just be consistent? Okay? If you're going to denounce that, then you might as well denounce the Democrat Party. Because, I hate to tell you, the Democrat Party was part of the Ku Klux Klan. The Democrat Party denied black people the right to vote until the 1960s. That is a fact. That's a fact. How's that for some redistribution of the truth? You don't have to believe me. Look it up. It's history. It's real. It's fact. We'll be right back.
Get out of here, you low-life scum.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Hi, my name is Faith. I have been in pain for 7 years. It started with a work-related injury, and I ended up with a herniated disc and nerve damage. I have been in pain for 7 years and tried many drugs and treatments. I have been taking morphine, Percodan, Percocet, hydrocodone, and seen chiropractors, physical therapists, and medical doctors. Some things helped me for a while, but nothing brought lasting relief. Finally, I was treated by the clinic, incredibly pain-free, in Scottsdale. And I am so pleased with the results. I'm now able to do the things I want to do without feeling drugged. My back feels so much better, and I'm so thankful for incredibly pain-free.
Incredibly pain-free. Your evaluation is free. Your consultation is free. And your first treatment is free. So to start your pain-free journey, call Incredibly Pain-Free at 480-535-8808. That's 480-535-8808. Start your pain-free journey, 535-8808.
One, two, three, five!
still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. The escaped killers from a Clinton Correctional Institute. It's now day 18. Day 18. This thing has so many elements to it. It's literally right out of the movies Escape from Alcatraz and The Shawshank Redemption. I mean, it was a really intricate escape. But I don't know if they planned very well when they got out. And there are reports that they're still together. Do they not realize that together their chances of being caught are a lot greater? the prison tailor, Joyce Mitchell, the one that was arrested, apparently used baked goods to win favors for the convicted murderers Richard, Matt, and David Sweet, even going so far as to ask prison officials to move the inmate cells next to each other. A law enforcement official said Tuesday she asked another guard, Gene Palmer, to pass frozen hamburger meat to Matt. Mitchell, who has been charged with aiding the escapees, has admitted she smuggled hacksaw blades into the meat. Palmer says he didn't know the blades were inside the meat, according to his attorney. Palmer is now on paid leave. At the time of their escape, Matt and Sweet were housed next to each other in the honor block. they were in the honor block. Meanwhile, personal items, including boots and underwear, were discovered Saturday inside a cabin in Mountain View, some 20 miles west of the prison, according to law enforcement sources, and they've gotten now DNA. Imagine if you're the guy that has to process the DNA from that underwear. Okay? Ooh. Apparently, they discovered it 48 hours after they were there. Okay. So, they're only 20 miles away. Why haven't, I mean, that's amazing.
I would have been long gone a long time ago.
I mean, they're 20 miles away. Tuesday, Lyle Mitchell sat down for an interview. That's the husband of Joyce Mitchell. He told NBC's Today Show that his wife revealed the prisoner's alleged plan to harm him shortly after their escape. Matt told Joyce he would give her pills that would knock her husband out so she'd have no problem leaving their home to come meet him. She refused, so they got tough on her. That's what she said. I was in over my head, Joyce told Lyle Mitchell. She said she loved me, but she was in too deep. She bailed on the plan and checked into a hospital with panic attacks. I would have had panic attacks too. Lyle Mitchell said his wife swore that she never ever had sex with either of the convicts. Of course, she's so honest and stand up that I believe her utterly and totally. There are reports that she had sex with both of them, and so now she's facing series jail time, and these guys are still on the run. I can't believe they haven't been able to catch them yet. You know, we're going on 3 weeks now, and why are they still hanging out? Anyway, the authorities say that their capture is imminent. There was AP, the Associated Press, had a picture that they put out of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was speaking at an event, and they had this picture of a gun pointing straight at his head. It was really amazing image. I'm sure you might have seen it by now, or you can check it out on the internet. But here's Ted Cruz's reaction to that. Listen to this.
Well, there's no doubt that if they had run the same photo and it had been Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, that the entire world would have recoiled in horror. And the editor who made the decision to run it would very likely have been fired, and there would have been a public apology. Instead, this is business as usual. As you know, the mainstream media, they are not objective reporters. They are hardcore leftists and partisans. They are Barack Obama's most important Praetorian Guard. And no one is more ready for Hillary than the mainstream media. So it is not surprising to see, you know, I've kind of enjoyed some of the contrast of all the AP photos of Barack Obama with a halo of lights behind his head versus me with a giant gun pointed between my eyes, because that sums up their views of you and me and conservatives and, frankly, of Americans. They view hardworking men and women all across this country, people who believe in the values, the Judeo-Christian values, the free market, people who believe in the Constitution, they view us as ignorant rubes, and that's their hostility coming out.
You hear that, Steve? You're an ignorant rube.
Yeah. I've been called worse.
and it's true. It's true, because I don't know if you remember this, remember when Sarah Palin had that map of the crosshairs of where they need to, you know, where they need to target for elections, i.e., these are the Democrat districts we need to target. And she was blamed. She was blamed for the shooting of Gabby Gifford. They made that nexus.
Well, having worked in local television news for 25 years in this market, I can tell you that most of them think they're, you know, pretty highly of themselves.
Oh yeah.
And they're elite wannabes.
Oh yeah. And again, that goes to the whole thing about that inside the beltway Washington political elites. That, let me tell you something. They don't care anything about you. They don't care about their constituents. They just want to get elected. That's why, you know, they'll say anything and do anything to get elected. That is a fact. Whether it's evolving on gay marriage or now this Confederate flag issue. And look, this Confederate flag issue is just seriously the dumbest thing. Okay, because this psychopath went into a church and killed 9 people. Somehow it had to do with the Confederate flag. He would have done it regardless of whether there was a Confederate flag flying or not. But we got to talk about the Confederate flag, because that's going to get us political points. Right? And somehow, getting rid of the Confederate flag is going to get rid of racism in this country. Yeah. Right? Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. All right. I'm out of time, but go check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. Also, if you want to listen to today's show or you missed any other shows, go to woodsonarchive.com. That's woodsonarchive.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, @EdWoodsonShow. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
We came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Hi, this is Jim Sharp. Tune into my show, America Continues, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, weeknights at 9.
Is someone you love addicted to alcohol or drugs? You know they need help, and you know waiting will only make things worse. So why haven't you done anything about it? Maybe you're overwhelmed, not sure where to start, who to call, who to trust. The Recovery Center can help. At the Recovery Center, we work with the best treatment centers across the country. We can help you find the best treatment option for your loved one at the right budget. And best of all, our service is free. It's your responsibility to help your loved one. It's our mission to help you find the right treatment at the right price. So call the Recovery Center at 800-675-8830. Your call can make the difference today. Just call 800-675-8830 or visit us online at onerecoverycenter.com. That's the number, onerecoverycenter.com. It's up to you, but you don't have to do this alone. Let the Recovery Center help you get the treatment your loved one needs. Our service is free. Call the Recovery Center at 1-800-675-8830.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, Nation. This is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of space. A special song in space. The Beatles song Across the Universe is 40 years old, and NASA will commemorate the song and the 50th anniversary of the founding of the